Oh, that's okay. We're missing a few.
But then you gain one.
Where's Darren?
Darren is we're leaving to go to Telluride today. To drive down there, so he's
here
this morning. That's where I do.
Those are great pictures of the luau, Kevin. I sent them to Danny because he bought the legs. John, would you turn off the upper one? We're missing the Rutledges.
They're coming.
We're missing Gary.
Gary.
Walking up.
They're walking up.
We're missing Sue.
She's with them.
I'm not missing Sue.
Jeff went to Parkland.
Where his nose?
I don't know. So are we going to wait for them? No. That's the easy answer. Romans 5.
It would set a man precedent.
Time only wait for them then.
We've gone through 5, 1 through 8. We'll read verse 8 again. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Actually, what it says is Christ died instead of us. Otherwise, we get this egocentric view of God. I.e., he's doing everything just for me. I want you all, and again, you've heard me say this, but let me make it clear. I want you to search the entire Bible and see if you can ever find the word gospel as applied to man. It's the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom. And yet we have created the view in modern Christianity that it's good news for man. And even though you've heard me talk about this for 30-some years, it's good news to God. It's good news to the kingdom of God. But it's the worst possible news that man could ever hear, unless you've come totally and completely to the end of yourself. But what have we got in modern Christianity? We've got something that I'm convinced that breaks the heart of God. T.D. Jakes used to be my hero. I really appreciated what he did. And yet he's turned. Now it's the gospel, the good news to man. And all of the ideas about God wants you to be rich and God wants you to be successful. And it's so subtle that it can turn from the gospel of God into something that it's man-centered. If you really look at all of the temptations of Christ and everything that he did, his constant temptation and test was to be of value to man. If you look at his temptation in the wilderness and every other place, it was all Satan simply tempted him to be a value to man instead of value to God. And what have we done with this incredible gospel? We've made it into something of value to man. And each of us do it. We don't necessarily preach that, but our minds always do it. And that's why our repentance has to be constant. Gary, you're doing it again.
I'm just absorbing this. I was talking last night about a televangelist I saw doing his thing last yesterday morning. Send your money in and God will bless you. And then the end of his speech was included with, your donation. We'll send you a book, 31 Reasons Why You Didn't Get Your Blessing. That's like the blatant thing while you're talking to him, you think about how crazy it is.
But I want us to not think about what they're doing. I want us to think about how we cheapen, make a comic book out of the gospel of God. Every time we insist on our own way, every time that we become the subject of the sentence in our minds or elsewhere, we've made it into a nothing. God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for or instead of the ungodly. If you don't know that you deserve death at this instant, you can't hear the gospel. If you don't know that your mind is as a mortal enemy of God, you can't hear the gospel. Because you will constantly try to use it for your purposes. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us or instead of us. Much more then, now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him or in him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Reconciled is an incredible word because it means literally, in Greek, it means to be exchanged, that you would exchange one identity for another. You're not reconciled to God in the state of your old man. You are never reconciled as Gary Buckner or Glenn Evans or any other of our names. We were reconciled because our identity has been exchanged because we died, now Christ lives in us. And because of that, we were reconciled by his death, but now we are saved by his life. You understand that? And as long as you continue giving any importance whatsoever to what your physical condition is, to what your mind tells you, to what your wants are, then you've left the reconciliation and resurrected this evil one from his deadly head wound. And that's the whole purpose of time and space, is to see how often that your mind can take you off the mercy seat and make you the subject of your sentence. How often your speech makes you the purpose of life. What? You're doing it? There's like...
Well, these words are enlightening.
Anything you'd like to share? Hear this. We were reconciled to God by his death. Now we're saved by his life. We're saved by his life because he's now living his purpose life in us. How much time have you spent trying to be in when union with somebody else? Think about it. Your wife? Here? Your whole life. You've tried to spend getting next to somebody that you thought was in power or could use you for, you could use them for some purpose, or they were beautiful or they were handsome or whatever it is. Can't happen. Let's go to 1 John. Stop, Gary. They why are, don't you share
these,
some of this?
These words are—they're not words. This reconciliation is so total and complete that this old identity really does
has to go.
It is not an issue. It has no substance. But this new identity is everything. And I mean, and when I hear this, when you say it, and it becomes real.
Okay. 1 John. That's little John for you. Little John. Chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now hear me carefully. If you haven't experienced this same thing as John is talking about, you cannot talk about him. If you have what you have seen and what you have heard, I mean, what you've seen and what you've handled, if you've just heard about it, then your words are just, to put it very bluntly, your words are bullshit. It's just another philosophy that you thought was interesting.
That's where it talks about when you speak, death to you, but life to here. And if it's not from that position, what
you right. And it's the opposite of what we see. I mean, we think that we have to be something in order to talk about it. You can't, if you are something, you can't talk about it. You understand? If you're waiting until you have arrived at some image like, oh, I know what let's do. Let's have, you know, let's go get some celebrities so more people will hear. Or this one preacher told Joe Bob. Why don't you, we'll have you come and speak to us. And they'll think they're coming and they're going to hear some kind of a satire or comic thing, and then you can tell them about Jesus. What are you doing, Glenn?
Just hearing it.
Oh, I know what I'll do. Now that I'm a believer, I'll go help somebody. I know. I'll go help other people that have been through the same thing I have.
And the opposite of that is just be and be yourself in fellowship with God, and when the needs happen before you, you meet them.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. All right.
Without trying to do it.
If you ever try to do it, if you ever have to think about it, you're not doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. The only way your joy is full is if he is your life. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, the main thing here, again, back to this thing, back from the time you were the smallest child, you've always tried to move towards people that you either liked or that you thought could benefit you. Can you remember in school when you were in the, you know, in kindergarten, man, if I could just get to the first grade, then I'd be okay. And then if you could run around with the first graders, then you were a big deal. All right, then, I mean, that's all you've done. Go through all these things. And then, oh, man, there's a cool thing. That's a cool ad. I think I'll dress like that. Then I'll have this thing I lack. Then I can have I can lose this feeling of desperate aloneness that has plagued me my whole life. I'll just be like that person. Or that's the whole basis of life. It's the engine of the world. It's called leaven. Oh, if I know what I do. If I just behave right, then, or if I just change my hair, or then if whatever it is. Now watch. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then union is automatic. But you can't try to be in union with somebody. You can't try to. Have you ever tried to be in union with your wife by being nice or something? It just cracks. It goes away. But if you're in the light, as he is in the light, then everything is what you want. Your heart desire is fulfilled. But if you try to be in the light, by definition, you can't be in the light. Therefore, if you try to be nice, if you try to have fellowship, if you try to have friends, then you can't. You'll just have acquaintances. And your heart's desire is for friendship, for love. But you can't get there from here because you're trying to get it. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with everything else. I won't mention any names, but somebody said, I just want to be your friend. And that made me want to throw up. Oh, but that sounds so nice and sincere. I just want to be your friend. You ever tried that if you're dating? Oh, I just want to be your...
Yeah, we'll just be friends.
And the blood of Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is why repentance has to be constant. It's a state of being, not an act. And it all goes back to this. While we were yet enemies, and if you don't know you're an enemy of God, then you can't. Every thought that you can have is an enemy of God, even the ones about God. Because you're trying to use this thing which is cursed. And we talked about in the last few days about the effect of the curse wasn't something that you can control. It was as wide as wide can be, and as total can be. But we try to act like the curse didn't happen, and so therefore we try to do stuff. we think that if we're going to do it, we're going to do it a little bit different the next time, and then we'll get it right. No. If we were yet enemies, we were reconciled. But then you can't. You're not reconciled then, and then you start go, oh, no, now I'm going to go and do my thing. No, then the reconciliation dies because the exchange dies. If you talk about, you know, as we've heard, if you talk about faith without your death, it's not faith. Am I boring everybody?
Confusing.
Why? What's confusing?
I'm having trouble with the reconciliation.
Word. It means to exchange life, his life for yours. That's what it means to be born again. Everybody runs around. 85 million people in America say they're born again. Maybe they are. But if they're born again and can continue on in their own identity and their own self-seeking, they're not born again. Or if they are born again, they've forgotten. Back to Romans. Romans 5. Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You can't be saved by his life and try to do anything, because then you're working it. I'm going to go back up to Romans 4. To him that worketh is in Romans 4:4. To him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. The minute you try to work it, you try to do something is what it means to work. The minute it's worked. Then you're in debt, and you have to go back all the way to the bottom of the debt before the real truth can be revealed, the truth of your your reconciliation. I quit. Anybody have any response? Take it, big guy, quickly.